and welcome to a new week of MFR Farming with me, Richard Jones. And first off, a quick look at the ups and downs of last week's farming. As we went into the weekend, it was down came the rains across most of our MFR patch, with even sleet and snow appearing in places. That rain is forecast to dry up as the week goes on, and there's even talk now of one of the driest summers since 1976. Our own MFR weather pundit David Kerr is still sticking to his predictions of hot and dry until the third week of July. Now, the rain here in the north has been welcome, giving both grass and cereal crops a big boost and washing in that early fertiliser. It's turned the UK into a real north-south divide and will give northern farmers a financial boost, with both wheat and malting barley growers looking at prices on the way up again. In sharp contrast to the north, crops in the south and east are showing real signs of drought stress, and shrivelled heads in wheat are now becoming common. Predictions are £400 a tonne for oilseed rape at harvest, and wheat £200 for November delivery. That's going to make feed ever more expensive. And in a conversation with an industry expert last week, he said to me, "We shall just have to face up to higher prices for food on the supermarket shelf. After all, it's happening all over the rest of the world." Beef cattle continued with a strong trade as the week went on, and the newfound confidence in beef is being well demonstrated by interest in Scotland's beef event coming up on June the 1st. It's being held at Corski, Garmouth, courtesy of Ian Green and family. Richard Lockhead has now announced he will be attending, and as NBA Scotland chairman Hamish McBain tells us, there'll even be a TV star there too.
One of our star attractions at the event is that Adam Henson, the BBC Country File, is coming, and he's going to open the event. I think he'll draw a fair lot of people. At Adam's farm is very, very popular, so he's there. And also we are running a competition for the local schools. There'll be 144 kids there in an organised group in the morning, and Adam and somebody else are the judges for their competition. They've been working on a project, and they're going to come and give us a rundown of what they've done in the last month at the event, and then they'll get their prizes for them.
And that event now looks as though it could be a biennial show, putting beef production in the north firmly on the map, with visitors expected from England, Wales and Ireland. But that's it from me for today. Back tomorrow, 6:40 and 12:40, with more MFR Farming.